It's 7:34. A gas company looking to build a pipeline through Vermont's Addison County is debating with the environmental group Conservation Law Foundation over the greenhouse gas impact of the project. A CLF expert witness filed testimony with the State Public Service Board last week saying Vermont Gas underestimated the greenhouse gas emissions the new project would create. Vermont Gas is responding by saying the CLF witness is seriously overestimating the greenhouse gas emissions. Up for debate are the impacts of natural gas versus other fuels from the time they're extracted from the ground to the time they're burned as fuel. 1 year after a Thetford man died from a state police stun gun, advocates renewed their call for more law enforcement oversight and training in the use of the weapons. As VPR's John Dillon reports, they also support legislation that would establish statewide standards for stun gun use.
Standing before a picture of McAdam Mason, lawyers and advocates for people with disabilities said they hoped the lasting legacy of his death would be reforms in police use of electronic stun guns, such as tasers. Ann Donahue is a Republican representative from Northfield who sponsored legislation this year to regulate the weapons.
I think we all know that a tragedy can sometimes result in momentum to address an issue that needed to be addressed and didn't have the focus that it needed. But the great risk is that after the tragedy is out of the public eye, we lose the momentum.
Mason died a year ago after being shot in the chest by a state police trooper firing a taser electronic weapon. Mason, who was 39, had epilepsy and was distraught when confronted by officers outside his home after he had called a hospital and threatened to harm himself and others. Police say he was shot when he made a threatening move, but his family disputes that account. His death was ruled a homicide by the medical examiner. Attorney General Bill Sorrell cleared the officer of criminal wrongdoing. But the Mason incident was unique only in that he died from the stun gun. A VPR investigation last year found that state police fired the electronic weapons 10 times in 18 months on people undergoing a mental health crisis. Advocates for people with disabilities say the weapons should only be used in situations where they're needed to protect life or prevent serious harm and when no alternative is available. Jack McCullough, director of Vermont Legal Aid's Mental Health Project, also called for more public disclosure.
The fact that people hear about taser cases piecemeal through reports in the press brings home the fact that we need to have not only stringent standards for the use of tasers, but a clear system of tracking and reporting taser use.
Alan Gilbert of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union said the Mason incident shows the need for more supervision of police agencies.
We all want police to be able to do their job in a professional manner with the tools that they need, but the public only has confidence if there's effective oversight.
McAdam Mason's mother and his longtime partner are now pursuing separate legal actions. Meanwhile, the bill that would set a statewide stun gun policy has 32 co-sponsors. And in response to the advocates' news conference, the Department of Public Safety said it continually revises its use of force policy to reflect best practices. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.
The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is urging farmers and pet owners to take precautions as heavy rains fall that could bring flooding to parts of the state. Farmers are urged to harvest early vegetable crops in floodplain fields that can be harvested, such as leafy greens. Producers are reminded that if the edible portion of any crop comes into contact with floodwaters, it is considered adulterated and cannot be sold. Farmers should expect power outages, and everyone should ensure properly wired generators are in good working order. Livestock and poultry should be moved to higher ground out of the way of floodwaters. And people are urged to call 911 if they need any immediate assistance. Police in Burlington are warning about a phone scam that targets elderly victims in Winooski. Police say the victims were told that their relatives were in the custody of the Burlington Police Department and that they needed to send money to an international location to get them out. Police said Thursday they had received two complaints about the phone scam. Turning now to the eye in the sky forecast for this morning, there is a flood watch in effect through this evening for all areas except the St. Lawrence Valley. For today, rain, occasionally heavy, tapering to showers from south to north, showers and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs should be in the 70s, except upper 60s in southern Quebec and border communities. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening and then tapering to scattered showers lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. The rain starts to move out of the region on Saturday, and there should be cloudy skies and humid temperatures again on Saturday to start the weekend.